The latest Theatre of the Absurd from Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has received mixed reviews. For reasons best known to himself and his circle of advisers, Trudeau thought it might be a swell idea on the eve of Queen Elizabeth's funeral to go to the lobby bar in his swank five-star London hotel for some kick-ass karaoke and first-growth Bordeaux. In keeping with his reputation as failed thespian, Trudeau imagined that belting out Bohemian Rhapsody for an audience in the lobby bar would be a suitable tribute to the rock band Queen. And, by extension, Queen Elizabeth II, who was, at that moment, about 40 hours from being entombed at Windsor Castle. Did he know he'd be filmed in this Canada's Got No Talent? Debatable. Many Canadians, to use Trudeau's own expression, did not experience the Queen's funeral in the same way as the PM and his jolly choristers. Disrespectful would probably be the best word to describe the leader of a Commonwealth nation making a prat of himself yet again in the performing arts. If the urge to ululate was so strong, could he not have restricted his Freddie Mercury tribute to a private room, far from prying eyes? Did any of his advisors hint that, after his Bollywood and Alibaba disasters, maybe going small might be a better tack? Or at least wait till after the solemn ceremony? So far, no one is talking. But there were those who supported the erstwhile boy soprano. 1. Jake Naylor of WhiskeyJack Media, wrote, "Yup, the Queen would have been real upset about the Prime Minister of Canada, who she called, extraordinary, to meet, playfully singing a song from a band, founded by Brian May, commander of the most excellent order of the British Empire, that played her Platinum Jubilee party." Others said that, in the spirit of a good old Irish wake, it should be all singing and dancing and reminiscing about meetings with Her Majesty and the corgis on official business. After all, funerals are sad events. Why make them more sad? Raise your voice in praise of a life well lived. Well, yes. And no. First, the insult was not to the dead queen. It was to her grieving family. Second, there can be little doubt that the period of mourning, ended by the state funeral, was a throwback to an earlier time, say the 19th century, when the passing of a regent called for maximum dirge and decorum. To those captivated by the pomp and ceremony of mounted lifeguards, admirals in full garb and princes by the bushel, the funeral march to Windsor was evocative and splendid. It was a suitable tribute to a woman who'd bridged the gap between the stoic Windsors, nay Battenbergs, and the age of social media. If it's possible to have made that vast transition with dignity and purpose, Queen Elizabeth did. She withstood the righteous anger of the Irish, Africans and Asians who were trampled by her nation's empire, and pacified much, but not all, the hate. And so we saw the stricken faces of King Charles III and his subjects at their loss. Prince Andrew's shame at having not lived up to his mother's example as he romped with the execrable Jeffrey Epstein. Princess Anne, always passed over yet more capable than her siblings, conducting herself with dignity. Meghan enough said, it was as heavy as it can get. So maybe, like the PM, those who advocate for a Kaylee have the right idea. Many put it in their will that no sadness should be tolerated when they pass on. Prop Her Majesty up in the corner, then drink and dance till the dawn. Have a party. Why so sad? Or maybe we are meant, even need, to mourn. Grieving is a natural state. Joined with family and friends, it girds us for what is to come in our own lives. Anglican minister Matt Kennedy offered on Twitter why it might be best to take this contemplative route. I've presided over funerals in which families, trying to honor the wishes of their departed loved ones, have wanted to bring in balloons, play rock and roll, tell wild stories about the deceased's youth, all in the effort to run from grief and mourning and solemnity. But the human soul yearns to mourn in the face of death. It must be done. It cannot be avoided or suppressed. Death is the great enemy that divorces body from soul, the union we all know in the depths of our being that should never have been torn apart. No one needs to conjure up new words or songs or things to say. Words have been given to us, and acts, and ceremonies, and hymns that allow us to grieve and yet not as those who have no hope. If you have been moved by the Queen's funeral, that is because the Queen, in her wisdom, loved her family and people well. She gave herself to the ancient ceremonies knowing these would be salve for the hearts of those who loved her and give glory and honor to her Lord. Ironically, Justin came to prominence at his father's funeral, weeping openly beside Pierre's casket. His grief bonded him to many Canadians. Now, however, he's decided that warbling, Galileo, Galileo, in a London bar is more suitable. His choice. But we liked the young Trudeau's decision better. Bruce Daubigan is the editor of Not the Public Broadcaster. A two-time winner of the Gemini Award as Canada's top television sports broadcaster, he's a regular contributor to SiriusXM Canada Talks CH 167. In Exact Science, The Six Most Compelling Draft Years in NHL History, his new book with his son Evan, was voted the eighth best professional hockey book by BookAuthority.org. His 2004 book Money Players was voted seventh best. Copyright Troy Media. He dishonored the Queen and her family during her funeral. Did he know he'd be filmed in this Canada's Got No Talent debacle?